Awesome, we're here at COP Stamford. I'm joined by Julie from New Dad. Hello, Julie.
Hello, thank you for having me.
You guys are so chipper. A nice time in Toronto right now?
Yeah, really, really happy to be back here. We were here maybe less than a year ago, I think, but we really enjoyed it and just excited to play again because the crowd, I remember the crowd being really good here.
Yeah, I've seen the crowds, and like people here in general really like you guys as well. Like a lot of people have been really excited for this show.
Oh, I'm glad. That's a relief.
And it's been a little more than a few weeks that you've been on tour in North America. How's it been?
It's been great. I mean, it always flies, to be honest. Like, I think we've only got like 2 weeks left or something. But yeah, it's been really fun. Gotten to go to a lot of cities that we've never been to. So yeah, it's been nice exploring, and we've been driving the whole thing. So we've done a lot of mileage, but it's just really cool driving around America, seeing all the different like landscapes. It's pretty impressive, I must say.
It is vast.
It's vast. It's vast as hell, yeah.
Did that feel a little bit like home in an odd sense? Because I feel like when you talk about Galway, you also talk about how like vast and open and kind of empty in places it is.
Yeah, it's true. I feel like, I suppose, the closest I've seen to... like seeing to what we're seeing, like just these like mass, just like hills and hills and hills and stuff, would be like the west coast, like Connemara, which is like an hour from Galway City, where I'm from. But yeah, still so different. Like it was our first time in the desert, and that was really crazy. A snake came up and drank out of the pool in the Airbnb, and we were like, oh my god,
in the Airbnb.
Yeah,
wow,
we were so buzzing. But yeah, no, it's cool. We've seen a lot of cool stuff.
And while you were out west, you were at Coachella. That's where we last saw you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's live streamed and everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
How was it?
It was fun. It was definitely like a very surreal experience, because it's like you see it on your phone since however long it's been running. Mm-hmm. And then you go there and you're like, oh, it's like I'm on my phone, because it's just like stepping into Instagram. Mm-hmm. But no, our show was really great. The tent we were playing was really fun. Yeah, just a mad experience. Definitely like felt different to other festivals we've been to, you know?
The scale of it, right?
The scale of it,
coming back and doing it the second time round and everything.
Yeah, it's so strange. But no, we really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you've been touring your album, Alter. It came out last year. Such an interesting album, because I feel like when we listened to your debut album, Madra, it kind of put you guys in like the shoegaze category. And then this time it's like you tore up the rule book. You were like, or you're going to make a much more expansive album, it sounded like, because there's so much other stuff going on in there, a lot more alternative sounds.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I guess like with Madra, it was kind of like a collection of works from like the first 4 years we started the band, kind of thing. And then when it came to making the second one, we just knew we wanted to do something different, I guess. Like, it's fun to... I think that's what I always love in an artist, is when they like... can do something different on every record that they make. But no, I think, yeah, it comes in waves, I suppose. Like, I'm sure we'll make something more similar to Madra again, but yeah, that was just kind of what was happening at the time, I suppose. Yeah.
And one thing that I got from the album was that there was a lot of themes of kind of homesickness, of reflecting on being away from home. And I guess when you guys wrote Madra, or a lot of the songs that you wrote, which were even before Madra came out, you were in the middle of such a moment of change, like moving to London, in the middle of this almost like firestorm where you got signed, you were, you guys were getting really big, you had all these shows. All the same time, it was also still lockdown. So it was kind of like everything's happening, but also nothing's happening.
Yeah, it was definitely strange because we like, when we started getting any like attention, it was during all that time where we were locked down, and we barely played any shows. Like, we'd only played in Galway. We'd had no experience with live at all. And then when we got out, we had a sold out tour, and we were like, oh no. Like, we were like, really had to work at it. And it takes time, you know, getting your live show right. It is just, it's a process. But yeah, it was definitely mad to come out of it, because when you're just looking out on your phone, you can't really take it in. And then you go to a room and there's those people there in a place you've never been, and they're singing the words back to you, so you're like, oh, what?
It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. But no, it's amazing.
But yeah, next thing you know, you're on the Coachella stage that you watched during what
I know. I think that's, I don't know if it's hit me yet. Like, it's such a, like, you know, bucket list, obviously. It's an honour to get to play it, like, but yeah, it's still, I think I'll look back, maybe I'll look back when I'm 80 and I'll be like, I played Coachella, but I'm not there yet.
Certainly that's in the bag, you know?
Yeah.
But then on the idea of like homesickness and everything, you've had a few years to almost like put some distance between all of that happening, moving to London. And it feels like on Alter, you're able to almost like reflect on it in some ways. Like, you're looking back and you're able to write this record that's obviously very personal and like about your experience. But it also feels like it's kind of more generally like a reflection on this idea of like moving away or sort of drifting apart from something that you've known all your life.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. It is definitely like, I think, less insular in a way, like, whereas Madra felt like reading it, like, depressed teenager's diary. This was more like, what is my place in the world as like a 20 something year old? Where do I want to fit into all of this? And yeah, it's a thing that so many people can relate to, is being away from home. I'm very lucky to be like, I'm only in London, so it's not even that bad. But it's, yeah, the missing home is a really, it's a tough thing, you know, it's a tough feeling. But I know it has resonated with loads of people, obviously.
I feel like almost when you look at an album like that in context of something like where we are right now, 2025, 26, it almost kind of becomes like an immigrant album in some ways, if you know what I mean.
I totally do.
Like, to put that, to have an album like that, I feel like its meaning almost changes over time.
Yeah.
Like, once you put it out there.
Yeah, I hope so. I think, and like, we've like traveled very far with this record, and like, these songs have resonated with so many different people all over the world. And like, you know, the Irish, we're all immigrants, you know, it's kind of in our blood. So for it to, yeah, for it to mean something like that, yeah, it would be amazing.
Came you from a quiet place that left me in a fragile state. Yeah.
Other Side. Like, that's the opening track of the album. You open it, like I said, very different from how Matra sounded.
Yeah.
You have this, like, this synth riff that almost kind of, like, is a statement piece in a way that you're like, this album is not going to be Matra 2.0.
Yeah.
Alter is its own thing.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were definitely, that and that song as well, I feel like there was no other place for it. Like, it couldn't have been in the middle, like, it could only exist as an album opener. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, it is definitely a big tonal shift, but I'm happy. I'm happy we chose that.
I hear that in the lyrics too. Like, it feels like we're past the Matra era, where I think I've written down the lyrics so that I don't forget them, but you've got the lyrics on there that go, I don't know what, but something's died. I think it may have been a dream of mine. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, that was the old era, and now you're in, like, the alter era, and everything else is kind of like a memory from before. It comes back sometimes, but, like, you're living in the now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true. It's like I'm kind of reminiscing less, I suppose.
From moving from, like, that idea of, like, homesickness to, like, where does it go next for you guys?
That's a good question. I'm still kind of figuring it out, I think. Like, we've been writing a lot more, and I guess even again on whatever the next project is, I want it to be, again, less insular and more, like, I try to notice things more, just like day-to-day mundane things. I feel like the songs I really love and the artists I really love are, like, experts at doing that. Like, people like Adrian Lenker, it's like they can talk about, like, something so normal and make it sound so beautiful and, I don't know, poetic, I suppose. But yeah, I think on this, the stuff I've been writing recently is more, I'm trying to draw inspiration again from a completely different place, because, I mean, there's only so much you can say about, I miss my mom and my dad, you know. Yeah, so it's, just trying to push myself, I suppose, a little more.
So it's a bit more on the, like, romanticising the everyday side of things.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I would like it to be.
I mean, I'm listening to the new song, Kick the Curb. Mm-hmm. What's happening there? Like, that's kind of your post-alter thing, almost,
yeah,
right?
I mean, it was kind of like, with the new music, we wanted to just go back to, like, the way we started making music, which was literally just in our bedrooms and kind of, like, yeah, I guess we kind of missed being as hands-on as with it as we were in the beginning. So with Kick the Curb, it was kind of like just us on a laptop and the help of Liam, who's another amazing artist. And yeah, I guess we were kind of trying to bring back the, like, childlike wonderment we had when we began it all. And we were like, this doesn't matter. We're not making this for anyone. But no, I'm glad that people are liking it. And yeah, again, I don't know if that's what the next record is even going to be, but I think it was good for us to just kind of come back to ourselves in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, when you started with Matra, you kind of, like we were saying, you're pushed into this new world of, like, the music industry almost.
Yeah.
And, like, you were thrust into it so fast.
Yeah.
And I heard on some of the songs, even on Alter, that you're kind of, like, learning to put your foot down a bit more and, like, push back on stuff and almost, like, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's important for other people to hear that, I feel like, because I'm listening to that and I'm like, oh yeah, like, I should do that too, you know?
And this is the thing, like, I'm just definitely still learning to be more, like, assertive or more just, like, not feeling bad to, like, create, like, boundaries with people and things like that. I think it's a very important thing to learn to do, especially as a woman and stuff. And yeah, I'm getting there, slowly but surely. I'm becoming more of a dick.
Well, which is, like, fair enough, right? Because even if you were the most, like, reasonable person, there's still going to be someone out there who's like, oh yeah, like, you're difficult to work with because you're reasonable.
Yeah, no. And I mean, Liz, I don't know, Lizzie, am I right to work with you? Like,
the best.
No, but it is, I'm glad that you feel the same and that you're like, I think we all just need to be able to stand up for ourselves more, you know.
Yeah.
song Rubush for that. Like, it has this, like, burst of energy. Like, that and Misery, both of them have, yeah, like, this rage on it as well, yeah, that I feel like the contrast between that and, like, the slower sections on some of the album, it really makes you sit up and, like, pay attention to that part so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I feel like those, it was, like, those songs, it wasn't even things I was feeling, but it was, like, I want to push myself to be, like, the most cynical, like, an, like, irritated version of myself that I could be just on this, because it was fun, but it was also definitely cathartic to be like, what?
You know. Let it all out.
Yeah. But yeah, no.
And now after Alter, and very recently, you've left Atlantic Records, you guys have gone independent. What kind of made that move possible, and, like, why did you want to go independent?
I think it wouldn't surprise people to hear that we're not maybe fit for a major label. And that was kind of just the reality. The people we worked with were really great, but it was just like, definitely they wanted something different from us and we wanted something different from them. But I guess, I think you see a lot more people becoming independent now. And even though it's obviously trickier financially and stuff, it's, we've got such a great, like, fan base, and, like, we have the honour to be able to still come out. Like, we didn't have to cancel this tour. So we're in a very good position, you know. We're really grateful for that. And yeah, I mean, it's the people that come to the shows that are the reason that we get to do that. So
yeah, you've put in the groundwork and people have been coming out.
Yeah, exactly. You. I mean, it's still a surprise, but no.
I also wanted to ask you about, like, where all the album has been taking you. So it started with Madra. Obviously, people have stayed on. Like, I think you guys almost started the trend of, not trend, but, like, it's a good thing to see, like, more artists going further out east, because I feel like with tours, it's kind of been, like, you do a bit of Europe, a little bit of the US, maybe one Toronto show.
Yeah.
And, like, you guys have been playing a lot more in China, and I've seen, like, other bands booking, like, a lot more extensive Eastern tours as well.
Yeah, it's great to see, because, like, as well, that was the thing that we felt when we went out, especially to China. It was, like, how grateful the people were for us to be there. And, like, that was, they were the people that were really opening up to me and being like, this music has done so much for me. And they just really appreciate you being there, because and literally when we got back, I was just saying to everyone, I was like, you need to go to China. It is the most fun you will ever have on tour. The crowds are incredible. And yeah, I hope we just get to go to more places. Like, you don't want to just be kicked around the UK and Ireland for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like, all the most amazing experiences we have been out there and stuff. So hopefully we'll get to tick off a lot more places on the list, you know.
One of the places you guys got to tick off was Rockfield Studios for recording the debut album.
Yeah.
Like, what happens when you walk into a place with that much history?
There is definitely a strange energy in the air. Like, it just feels, it's so remote, and it's like, you're just there and you sleep there and you eat there and you go into the studio, and it's just like all encompassing, and it's like in the middle of the Welsh, like, countryside. It's gorgeous. But yeah, it felt very inspiring being there, like, definitely more so than when you go into, like, a studio in London and it's like, then you're like, I have to get the last tube and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's, you're not thinking about any of that. You're just totally wrapped up in this music bubble. And then you, like, leave a month later and you, like, feel crazy and, like, you've forgotten how to communicate with the outside world. But it's still kind of an amazing thing, yeah.
Yeah. And then from that to the more stripped-down bedroom stuff that you said was also on songs like Kick the Curb. Mm. What's coming up next for you guys?
We're writing a lot. Like, we kind of have the bulk of what I think will be the next album written. But we're just trying to figure out what the sound is, I suppose. And obviously we've been focusing on this tour, but we're going to have a little bit of a break from touring because we've done quite a bit over the past few years.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, kind of, we're going to give ourselves time to make sure we're really happy with the third record and we know what the sound is and everything. But I'm excited to just explore it a bit more, because with the last record, it was very much like, get the second record done, you know, and I was like, that was me as well. Like, I was like, we need to get the second record done, but I'm like, okay, look, we've got a good catalogue. We'll just keep, like, feeding stuff out. And I mean, that's the most fun part. Like, writing music and releasing it is is amazing. I mean, there's so many amazing bits.
But
yeah. And people will wait and it'll be worth it, you know?
I hope so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, we want to just keep trying to get out like at least a song every 2 or 3 months, you know, just keep putting stuff out there because we're sitting on so much that we could just put out. And again, our fans are so great. We have such a good foundation there that, you know, we want to be able to give something like not make people wait like a whole 2 years for our next album or something.
Amazing. And you're playing a show at Danforth's tonight. We're recording part of the set, so people listening to this will get a taste of the live experience as well. What's the one thing people need to know for tonight's show?
Well, we're going to be doing a fun cover. And I don't know. Big room, big energy, we hope. Yeah, I'm just excited. It's a Monday night, but I think we can get it out of them.
I think so too. Awesome, Julie. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Oh, I feel like we could do this all day.
Yeah, I know. That was really nice.
Hey, it's Julie from New Dad, and you're listening to CFRC Radio.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Single Thread Theatre, running PXR 2026 this February. An exciting conference where live art meets extended reality. Get your tickets now. Learn more via Single Thread Theatre on Instagram. I'm Dinah Jansen, and each week this program features smoking hot local singles released right here in Kingston, Ontario, that have been featured in our weekly Release Radar series alongside occasional interviews. Local artists can get on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In today's program, we've got a number of new releases for you to enjoy, starting with Nolan Hubbard and Cassidy Taylor's new collaborative single, Birdie. We chatted with Nolan about the new song a couple of weeks ago. Head over to CFRC.ca and check out the archives for that discussion anytime. The song, composed and written collaboratively and virtually, is inspired by the shared experiences of disconnection and isolation, but invites listeners into a space of both heartbreak and healing. Let's have a listen now to Birdie by Nolan Hubbard and Cassidy Taylor.
Little blue bird, fly away. No one ever asked you to stay. Show them why you get high in your blue sky. Just fly, high.
And that was Nolan Hubbard and Cassidy Taylor's lovely single Birdie right here on the Release Radar Rundown. Coming up, we'll listen to a new single by Yuta Monique called The World Ends at Sunrise, a tech single boasting high-energy groove with a danceable club-focused edge blending driving bass lines and rhythm. Here we go.
Is ending. Hold me.
We are back here on the Release Radar Rundown. That was The World Ends at Sunrise by local artist Yuta Monique. Coming up, we'll listen to some new music by 47 Teeth, whose band member Anna Robertson joined us last week to chat about the band's sophomore album, Fakers, a conversation you can also catch in our archives via CFRC.ca. The new full-length is a 9-song emo indie album that's hella focused, raw, and confident in its overall sound. And from it, we're going to listen to Radio. Enjoy.
I overheard you on the radio. Mentioned something about the weather, coming for rain. I never thought I'd hear your voice again, but never. I've been looking for the best in some way. Stuck it down to please on Sunday. I don't, but do you remember? I've been looking for the best in
And that was 47 Teeth with Radio from their new album, Fakers. Up next on CFRC's Release Radar Rundown, we've got a little bit of country pop for you from Abby Stewart, who has just released a new fun anthem about embracing the carefree life, letting loose, and just being yourself. Here we go with Abby Stewart's new track, Halo at Home.
I feel like I do everything right. Everything is black and white. Guys that come and go, they're in and out of my life. They always find a reason not to stay. God knows they're never gonna change. So I know what I gotta do to take back my attitude. Grab my boots, grab my heart. Got a little trouble I wanna start. Hide that good girl, show my stuff. Yeah, it's time for her to loosen up.
And that was Abby Stewart with Halo at Home here on the Release Radar Rundown, supported by Single Thread Theater, hosting this month's massive PXR 2026 Art and Extended Reality Conference. Coming up, we've got some heavier stuff with the lead single from local rockers Exigen's new three-track EP, I Am Rot. From it, we've got Disdain, a song where fast-paced instrumentation meets pure hard rock. Let's go.
Stumbling
And that was Exogen with Disdain. Now we'll jump into a new single by Lumpfish called Valens. Catch Lumpfish later this spring as part of CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. In the meantime, let's dive into some great pop punk from the Superfund local student band. Here's Valens now on the Release Radar Rundown. You just heard Lumpfish with their latest single, Valens. Be sure to give them a follow at Lumpfish Band on Instagram to keep up with the latest. And before signing off, today's intro and outro bed track is an older single from local singer-songwriter Julia Finnegan's album Listen to the Wallflowers called Kind of Love. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their new work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC can complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to follow CFRC at CFRC Music on Instagram as well. For now, we're going to end our show with the title track from local artist Ethan Churchill's new album, The Bloody Monster Club, a 9-track full-length capturing a mix of indie rock, 80s pop, surf, punk, and funk, featuring Ethan's lyrics and composition alongside mixing and mastering done by Jordan Bulos of Nyson and Mishmash. Thanks for tuning into the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Single Thread Theater. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next week.
Music doesn't need a visa. 有些声音不用翻译也能听懂。No genre limits, Kokyomonai. I'm your host, Hai Tong Ni. Tune in Thursday morning in 10 a.m. on CFRC. This is From CN to CA.
I've never met a dal I didn't like. If you are a fan of dal or lentil curry too, listen to The Dal Project on CFRC 101.9 FM, Thursdays from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Join me, Sayada, in learning to cook many kinds of dal or lentil curry from across the South Asian diaspora while talking about culture, migration, and memory.